What's cracking, y'all? It's Nipsey Hussle. You already know I'm rocking with my homeboy, Twin City Tone.
Hey, Wiz. Yeah. What's up, man?
I need 5 minutes, bro. I got to get changed. So give me five, all right?
What do you think?
I got Shoebox P out here if you want to. You know, I always got a special guest in the house.
Always.
Oh, so hold on. Give me 5 minutes, all right, Tone?
Yeah. That's cool. I'll chop it up with Shoebox.
What's good, King?
What's up, man? How are you?
Nothing, man. Just, doing some, showing some investment tactics to my guy over here.
There you go.
I'm about to liquidate,
Tom.
I'm about to sell like 10 pairs.
He says he might be ready, man.
He's going to part ways with some of the vault?
Dog, I'm chiseling at the mountain. I'm just saying. it's about time, if you ask me.
He wears probably like 10% of his collection. He's got so many shoes, bro.
So many shoes, dog. I mean, I did a quick inventory list, and I wanted him to realize it's not about looking like you losing something. It's about cashing in on the investment of smart investing from back in the day.
Yeah.
It's not about losing anything. You didn't lose nothing.
Right.
You about to gain wealth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
He's got thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of shoes in that closet, man.
That's what I told him. I said, it's time, fam. What are you doing over here? I move shoes every day. Like,
yeah.
It's you know, a wise man once told me, you said, find something you love. You know, you won't work a day in your life. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
And
he's right.
Get like, what do I do? And I'm like, it's easy. Like, you was a smart man. You rocking stocked. You actually left him alone and shit. So, that's immediate wealth with now with StockX, dog. It's sell on Sunday, collect on Thursday.
Word.
That fast, bro. I box them up. I even put my boy at UPS now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. I got to get that player discount. You know what I'm saying? So I got my oldest son working at UPS. So, yes, it's just boxing up stuff. And I go to mailboxes. Yeah, I quit my job. I don't even have a job no more. That's all I'm doing full time now.
Yeah. So business is good.
Business is great. I still got your van sitting over here waiting. I got your DM, so we good.
Man,
he's sitting there waiting.
I know. We're going to link.
I know. I'm coming kicking in. They're going to be like, oh, I'm telling everybody it's your birthday. We'll just have to say whatever day we link up is your random birthday so people don't look at me weird.
It's all good, man.
All right.
No worries.
Yeah, I'm just over here letting them know. You know, it's about time. You know, yeah. Time to move things. Time to collect on that investment. I'm planning on doing the same.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think, is it just like any other investment, like there's certain times where it's best to cash in? Like now is the best time to cash in as opposed to if he waits another 6 months or a year, some of those sneakers could drop or some of them could rise?
See, one thing you always want to look for is when the shoe starts to actually fall apart. Like when it's like literally going to break down that long, that you want to sell long before that. So I would say, anywhere from your 2 to 4 year.
Yeah.
15 years.
He got shoes that are 15 years old in there.
Yeah, I got a couple of those. I had some Bo Jacksons, the lemon yellow Bo Jacksons. I bought them in like 2000. Wow. And I wore them like twice. And they were just sitting in my closet. And then I brought them out. This was maybe like 2015. So they were like 15, 16 years old. And I wore them and I was walking and they literally fell apart on my feet.
Yeah.
Like the soles came apart.
Yep. I've walked out of a midsole before. It's embarrassing. Like little chunks of styrofoam left behind and shit in your path. Yeah, that's bad. That's what I told him. I said, you can't do that, man. You gotta be prepared. You gotta be ready. You know what I mean?
I'm in this bitch.
Yeah, big reason.
I'm in this bitch. Where I'm at?
I can't see you though, Reef.
Hold on, bro.
It's in. I hear the volume.
Hey, I'm in this bitch. Big Reefer. Yeah, I'm in this bitch.
Big Reefer. Hey, we got my man Shoebox P in the building, too.
Hey, what's up? That's my boy, man. What's up, big dog?
We over here, big dog. He's helping me liquidate my sneaker collection right now.
Oh, man, liquidation is a beautiful thing, my brother.
It's an investment I made a long time ago, and I didn't really want to do it for the time, man.
Fucking right, man. I'll see you, L.A.
I got my Lakers. Thank you, real. Hey, Lakers game on.
Hey, nigga, you know, I was born in San Diego. You feel what I'm saying? I'm fucking with Los Angeles and all that, man. California.
I need like one more minute, y'all, and I'm ready, all right?
You think?
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm sorry. I'm a little frustrated at the moment.
Hey, let me tell you something, Tone. I just wanted to compliment you on your beard, man. It's looking luxurious right now.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man.
Both of you fellas, man. Listen, nigga, I'm growing my shit back out. I need to. Hey, send me a link to your beard oil.
Actually, I do got some good beard oil, man.
Big Reef,
I need the link to it. What's up?
We're about to talk about on this podcast on how you bodied everyone on Sovain.
We ain't gonna do that.
Now we're gonna talk about six.
I listened to six
like 66 times, bro.
Oh my mama, that's what I need, man. Please help run these streams up.
I've been streaming bro. That's my favorite shit right now. I swear to God.
Yeah. Man, that's the appetizer. Hey, Wiz, you know that's the appetizer. You know too.
All I want in this world is my balls and my word, and I don't break them for no one. That's my shit.
You got the Scarface sample in there,
man. The power joint's hard. The get that dough. I'm in tune. I'm letting you know. I'm doing this. But my favorite song is Emotional, hands down, bro.
I cried when I made it. I had to stop recording.
Are we recording now, Tone? Are we on?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
nigga, listen. I had to stop.
Man, I got right into it. Let's go ahead and introduce our guests and all that. My bad.
Yeah, no doubt. Here we are together again on the Twin City Tone podcast, episode 112. Follow me on all social media at Twin City Tone. My co-host Big Wiz is in the building. Wiz, let them know where they can tap in with you.
You can tap in at Big Wiz 612 on all social media. I just want everyone to know my nickname is AKA Big Laker, just so you know. Big Wiz.
Big Laker, man.
Big Laker vibes.
Big Laker, all right. And our guest today, one of my favorite artists in the city.
This is a blessing.
Yeah, no doubt. He was actually on episode 45, if you want to go back and check him out there. But he's back to 112. He has a new project out called Six. Streaming on platforms. You need to go check it out. Goes by the
name of One and Only.
Reaper Reed.
Yeah.
Oh, I see you in the studio. You in the studio working right now. That motherfucker don't stop.
Yeah, man, I just laid it, bro. You know what I'm finna do now, man. I'm finna get my powerhouse Perry on. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna hit the gym in a second. You know what I'm saying? This shit don't stop for nobody, man. You know? Yeah, man, the six out right now. Y'all follow me on IG, Reeferee, R-E-F-A-R-E-I. No underscores or nothing, R-E-E-F-A-R-E-I. Facebook, Reeferee, the same thing. YouTube, all that. Yeah, for sure, man. I wanna shout both y'all out for supporting. Me and Tone got something coming real soon.
I bet.
You know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep that on the low. We ain't gonna just know we got something coming. You know, I'm on Big Wiz and Tech album. Man, the chairman of the board.
You didn't just get on the album, you blessed the
album. Listen, I can't half step, Wiz. You know our history, you know where we come from. Like,
right.
I'm not gonna play.
Me and you go back 20 years.
Yeah, you know that. I'm not finna play on y'all shit, man.
You wasn't even a teenager. You was still a child when I met you, bro.
I was a shorty, man. I was a shorty out here. You know it. You know what I'm saying?
That's how old I am and how long I've been doing this rap shit, yo.
Yeah, man. So listen, Six is out now.
You there, Ree?
Did we lose Reefer? Uh-oh.
We lost the man.
No, he's still connected. He must have low Wi-Fi when he walked out.
Well,
Six is crazy though. It's a great project.
It's a smooth listen too. It's like a quick 20 minutes.
Yep.
Very action packed. It's full of bars, contents, production from the one and only Clout Lord and my man Parker. Call me Parker. It's real personal. I think he's trying to. Is he trying to get back in?
It says he's still connected. Hold on. No, he's not connected anymore.
You can't hear you, Reefa.
So, well,
anyways, I'll keep talking about mine. So, like I said, I tapped into it right away because that's my brother.
Yeah.
We were fortunate to have him on two songs on the Chairman album. One that if you listen to the Wiseman, if you, Tone, go listen to the Wiseman episode that me and Tech were just on, the Chairman, I said that you had the best verse on Dripset.
My brother.
Everyone else said that Pilot Johnny did. Pilot snapped, don't get me wrong.
He did.
But I said you didn't. Go listen to it. That's a fact. I said, nah, Tone killed that. He ended it well. Maybe it's because he ended it so well. But, he's back.
Hey, man, I'm back down like SmackDown, man. Stop playing with me, man. You know, this is my big reefer, man.
I just want you to hear what I was saying before you when you cut out, Reed.
I'll show you right by the crib.
You know, I jumped on right away that night. I asked you when it drops, and you were like, it's out right now, big homie. The album's amazing. The track with the first track, Balls of My Word.
Yep. That sets the tone for the whole project, by the way.
Sure. Ree, you still there? You cut out again, cousin.
Uh-oh.
God damn it. Balls of My Word set the tone of the whole shit.
Yep.
Let me grab my phone. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm coming back.
Do your thing.
I got to look at the list again. Let me see the list of his
albums. I got it right here. Balls of My Word, then Cap with Baby Shell.
Cap with Baby Shell. One of my favorite
artists.
You see, my shit's right there. If you look at who I've been searching.
Yeah.
Now, Kennedy's at top. I had to check his new album out. Reece second and myself.
How's that Dom Kennedy? I haven't listened to
him. Oh, I always fuck it. You see who's underneath that, though? I support Clout Lord. I'm on my streaming shit. Yep. You see, it's no cap. Look what I've been streaming, Reefa. Dom Kennedy and Reefa Ree.
Yeah.
And myself, and then look, the Clout Lord. I support the team, bro.
Man, Clout Tits, man. Shout out Tits, man. Clout Tits.
You all over,
man,
that clout. But we were talking about the album, so Balls of My Word set the tone.
Yep.
Cap with Baby Shell is amazing. Boogeyman's crazy. Power, you snap, bro. Swahili with Muja is so different that it's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
That's just lyrical. You got to get real deep on that. Doe and Emotional. Emotional is my favorite record, though.
I agree with that. It's a toss-up between Doe and Emotional. I remember when Clout Lord played the Doe beat in the studio.
Yeah.
Did you give him you gave him the sample for that, right, Reefa?
We lost him again.
Damn.
Damn.
I believe Reefa gave Clout Lord the sample for Doe.
That's crazy there.
And he flipped it. And I remember when he made the beat and he played it for me. I was like, yo, this is crazy. Who's getting this? And he's like, oh, it's Reefa's. I was like, ah. Cause I was like, yo, I need that. But he's like, nah, right. It's Reefa's. I was like, all right.
Damn, it sucks. He keeps popping in and out. But, you know, we got the pop in and out version today, baby. I'm just rolling up a green leaf Swisher right now because it wouldn't be right if Nick Swisher didn't indulge in a Swisher during the Twin City Tone podcast.
It's tradition.
Definitely. I'm trying to get Tone to smoke. He promised me he'd smoke in Miami. He didn't smoke.
Man,
what's going on with your service, big player? Goddamn.
Hey, man, you know that's Metro PCS. We ain't even going to cap to the nation.
Man, go find you a location, get you on some Wi-Fi, man. We trying to talk to you, man.
Hey, man, this Metro PCS, man, I had to take the Wi-Fi off and get on straight, straight data, man, you know. I ain't going to be able to call nobody in about 5-10 minutes. for the sake of the interview.
That's love.
Hey, look, for the sake of the interview, man, we got to make it happen. We got to make this shit happen. But no. Yeah, man, like the track list, you know, both of y'all brothers know, man, I've been compiling records for a long time, and I got over 100 songs just an ill that I recorded, and it was just time, man. You know, I was going through a lot, like, just mentally and you know, with this COVID shit, anxiety, and just a lot of shit I was dealing with, man, and, you know, I want to thank a lot of shit, man, like, just life in general, you know. I took me a trip, you know what I'm saying? I microdosed me some mushrooms for the first time. And I had an enlightening experience right before I dropped the project. You dig what I'm saying? I did me some psychedelics. That shit didn't help with a nigga anxiety and everything,
it,
man.
It does.
Hey, listen, I don't give no fuck what nobody say, man. I'm an advocate, you know, and
I'm an advocate.
Yeah, man, I'm on a whole nother frequency now, nigga. Yeah, nigga, listen. Yeah, you niggas, hey. You niggas can look at my Adidas right now. I got a nigga, my toenail. I like to let these bitches get long fishing season so I can snatch salmon out the lake barefoot. but due to that, my motherfucking shoe got a hole in the front of it. But nigga, ask me, do I give a fuck? I'm gonna wait.
Get that dope by any means.
You know I don't give a fuck, man. Hey, listen. Hey, man, I'm tapped into a whole nother frequency, man. And you know, it's a
Reefa.
What up?
What was going on in your mind when you recorded So Vain verse? Because that's a talk of the town right now, that verse.
Listen, man.
Might be verse of the year. Might be verse of the year. Not just Minnesota. I'm talking the way you wrote it. The way you wrote it. The content. If people listen and break down that verse, like, it's impossible to rap like that. Like, how did you tap into that?
Listen. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. You know, my linguistics is elegant. You know, a lot of these motherfuckers' conversation is vague. And, you know, I mean, you know, we can break it down from there. You know, a lot of guys don't know what linguistics is. So pull out a dictionary. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I test that to, you know, back in the day, I used to read the dictionary. When I was in class, I didn't do nothing but write raps. Like, I used to have tubs of raps. I come from writing. I come from pen and paper. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of y'all know how I record now. I punch in.
Right.
That was a written verse that I gave y'all. Because, you know what I'm saying, we was all in the studio, so it wasn't
Tech
like...
told you that, like, I want you to write this one.
Yeah, it's so really I ain't gonna just jump on y'all shit.
Not saying that you could have just did that, because you're one of the best at punching in, for sure.
You know how Tech is. Tech be bitching and shit. Love him to death. Tech. Me and Tech probably been wrestling in that bitch, so I'm like, fuck, I ain't finna go back and forth with this nigga.
But I tell the story real quick, Tone, if you don't mind. We obviously last week we talked about the Chairman Project, if you guys are tuned in, and every artist on that album was present at the studio during the recording of this album. We didn't call no one to come get on a verse. We didn't wait on no verses. So Reefa's been over there recording with us and with Call Lord and doing a project with Tech, and he had already jumped on Dripset, and he was there one day, and we had this beat that Tech was making. Reefa popped in, like, yo, what's going on with that? We're like, fuck it, get on it. It was no question. Like, if you like it, get on it.
Yeah.
So we ended up sipping a little bit of that drink. You heard it on his first verse, that purple shit in that bottle, not Theraflu. We were sipping on that non-Theraflu. Me and Tech knocked out over. I think Reefa knocked out. Me and Tech, I left. I went home. Reefa woke up, wrote the verse, recorded it, left, and went home. We came back the next day for the session. Like, all right, I'm going to hit Reefa back up. Let's get this song done.
It done.
Go to the Pro Tools file where the beat's at, and he got a whole verse there. Me and Tech, let's listen to it. Boom, we hit space bar. Motherfuckers. I looked at Tech like, yeah, you and him are probably going to do this one for the solo joint on this album, because I can't come behind that. I ain't coming behind that. What the fuck you mean? How am I supposed to come behind that?
But no, look, Wiz, let me not to cut you off, Wiz. You remember I told you, I say, look, dog, I don't know what the fuck you tapped into. Matter of fact, let me not say that, because that was just a lie, and I don't want to lie to everybody, man. That was a bold-faced motherfucking lie. And I'm gonna keep it real. Just keep straight. Make it right on Franklin. And look, man, I ain't dropping destinations yet, man. Y'all know what's going on, man. That thing in that fanny pack, man. You know, because still a carry gang, man. That's how we come. Whole time, though, look. So, bam, like, I know where you was at. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't, because, you know, you got so much support, bro. And I be telling you all the time, like, nigga, you got that shit. And just by, you know, iron sharpens iron. You know what I mean? Like, so that was a prime example. Whatever thunky don't understand that analogy. Iron sharp as iron. You know, you around some sharp swords, then you better get your shit sharp, or you're going to get your head cut off, man. Period. Don't get on the battlefield.
I wasn't going to let myself get my head cut off, because Tech said, no, you're getting on this record. And I didn't. That was the most pressure of the whole album for me, just so you know. You put the most pressure on me.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm a plan.
I scratched three verses. That was the fourth verse I wrote for that song.
Listen, bro, I'm going to keep it guessing. Like, this why I can't, bro. When we did Dripset, you got to think, nigga. I was the first motherfucker on the Sovain to record. I was the first motherfucker. Everybody was up when we did Dripset. I was the first motherfucker to record on Dripset. And you got to think who was in the booth, nigga. Nothing but hyenas, man.
Hyenas.
Like if you thinking about everybody else that could rap in the room, You're gonna be second guessing everything you're talking about.
Right.
Period. I had to, and I did that. I'm a human being, bro. Like, I got Meta in there. I got Tech in there. I got come on, man. Like you can't half step with none of these guys that was in there, bro. So it's like, I had to snap out of that shit instantly. Like, come on, man. Nigga, I don't give no fuck. I don't give no fuck who in here. I wouldn't give no fuck if it was Jay-Z in here. That's nigga, me. I'm me. Like, right. no offense to nobody else.
None.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta take that energy.
It's a friendly competition.
It ain't even a competition. It's
nah,
itself.
We're together.
Any competition on the outside is an illusion.
You know what's crazy? Ree?
Yeah. You know what's
crazy is you said that, and I literally had this conversation with T. LaShawn. I said, T. La, I'm over here making this album right now, man. I'm over there writing with
Ree. Hey, look, T. LaShawn, if I could turn the camera around, T. LaShawn right behind me in this car.
Hey, T, you remember this shit then?
I ain't gonna tell you what kind of car you in, but y'all, yeah, you know what.
Look, bro, I was over with T. La. I'm like, yo, T, man, I'm over there writing with Reefer Ree and Meta and Tech and Saint Laurent. Shit got me kind of low key, like nervous and shit. He's like, man, they over there writing with Big Wiz. Fuck you talking about?
Man, what exactly? And I had to tell you that.
I'm like, man, I love you, T. You right, bro. You damn right. They over there writing. Bro,
you was somebody in my mind. Like, you one of them guys in the town.
Well, I know. But I had that same situation.
Bro, St. Paul in Minneapolis, nigga, you're reputable. Motherfuckers know who you is, bro.
Amen.
And we ain't just gonna talk about the music scene all day. Bro.
Right.
Real motherfuckers know they've been out here in these streets, know too. We ain't gonna talk too much, but you already know. You've been reputable since I was a shorty. And it ain't had nothing to do with no music on my mom.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? No, we, yeah, all right. You gonna see where we at. Shorty got ultimate fupa with premium pancakes. Whole time, though, look. But yeah, so, that was in my mind, and I had to snap out of that. Like, man, focus on being dope, nigga. You, like, exist and create, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's bro. Yeah, exist and create, man. That's what I be telling motherfuckers. This ain't no, you just gotta be the best you, man. You just gotta do your shit confident. Even if whatever, nigga, you might be in there with Lyrical Miracle. It don't matter. Nigga, like, do you. Niggas gonna feel you. Oh, yeah, they gonna feel your energy. That's all it's about, nigga. We energy. Everything is energy. Right here at this, not these greenways, these, the gym.
So, Ree, what you got? I didn't want to put all the focus on the Sovain record. I just wanted to get your input on what you would.
Oh, man, look, cool. I told you, man, look.
Video out now.
But hey, man, got? I want y'all to go look before. We ain't gonna keep saying we don't put no focus on this. You know what's going on. Hey, everybody, man, if you ain't synced that video, go check it out right now. It's on YouTube. Sovain. Go get that chairman joint. You know what I'm saying? Once again, I appreciate the good brother Wiz and Tech for letting me jump on that thing and bless that thing, man. You dig what I'm talking about?
So what do you got planned? You got any videos for Six coming out?
I got the Boogeyman joint. We got to finish that up. We finna do the Swahili. It's gonna be real. We taking it. We getting real Afrocentric with this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Dashikis. You feel what I'm saying? Kufis. Bunch of East. You know, I already reached out to my East African sister. She finna grab as many of them as she can. We finna have West Africa. Just all type of African things going on in the video, man. You know what I'm saying? The cuisine, the couscous. From the, you know what I'm saying, the spinach, the shit I like, man, the spinach with the, you know what I'm saying, the spinach,
are,
the chicken with
slow
the
motion. Meat,
all the time, so we know the point, man, we coming like that, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to have something custom on, man, because, you know, South Nigeria, that's my pops, that's my old man, old lady, man, you know, straight Nigerian thing, you dig what I'm saying, Rose got a sewing machine in the basement, I'm having real custom. Dashiki's on and things like that, man. But what you in it, and that's what I want to let y'all know. That's why he joined, man. Like, a lot of people don't know. Nigga, I was getting taught Swahili and fucking grammar school when I was a shorty, like early. My mama, man, shout out my mama. I was a Betty Shabazz. If y'all know who Betty Shabazz is, look her name up. You know what I'm saying? Black history, old time. You dig what I'm saying? Pull right here so you know what I'm saying? That's why I came with it. Like, you know, yeah, I got jewelry shit. I want people to know, though, I'm in tune. I definitely have knowledge of self. I know who I am. I know where I come from, and I'm proud of it. You dig what I'm saying? And that's one of them joints. I'm still talking. At the same time, you know, I want to bring some, I want to bring some culture in this shit, man. You know, as an African-American, you know, we've been stripped out our culture for real. So I just want to bring some culture in this shit, man. And fuse it with the culture that you know, that I got here. You know, we're going to, you know, we're going to bring this shit all together, man. And we doing it like that.
Salute to you for that, bro, for real.
So, Reefer, you know, I know you have like hundreds of songs.
Hey, shout out Mujah. Shout out Mujah.
Yeah, shout out.
Salute to Mujah.
Reefer.
Thank you. Yo,
I was saying, I know you have like hundreds of songs because you're always constantly recording. How did you narrow it down to pick these seven for the project?
I mean, I wanted to kind of give it the same. I just kind of went with the flow, and then I went with like shit that I was sitting on for a while. And you know, I just really wanted this shit to be an appetizer, man. Like,
right.
I wanted this to be an appetizer because like the shit I really got in my bag is, you know, I got a lot of shit in my bag.
Oh, I heard it. A lot of it.
Yeah.
The part you're doing with Tech is crazy. The shit you're doing. Yeah.
With I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on the Tech project.
Yeah. So it's like I got a lot of shit in my bag, and I really wanted to, you know, I just wanted to get this shit going because I do so much music, man. And in the past, I kind of, you know, I'm judging myself and I'm sitting on music, and this is me, man. This ain't nothing but energy. You know, it's a lot of people felt some type of weight. Love, bro. It's a lot of people felt some type of, you know, that you know, it's a lot of outside influence. As always, everybody had an outside influence. And you know, say, oh, Woody Wham, oh, you should do this, you should do that. I'm past that point of...
Period.
I'm past that point of even letting anybody in for... What's up, brother? How you doing? You good? Hey, man, look, man, T-Law.
Here we go.
Yeah, T-Law, quick cameo. You know what I'm saying? Your boy.
T-Law.
I told you he was in the cut. Well, look, but no, like I was saying, it's a whole lot of outside influences and shit to what's, you know, to this shit. So, you know, I just had to, nigga, I you know, these past, like with COVID and everything, bro, I didn't really learn to, you know what I'm saying? Buckle, you say what, brother? I don't even know, bro, to be honest. You know, I didn't learn to fall back and, you know what I'm saying? I didn't learn to love myself as cliche or whatever the fuck that may mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, I didn't look. Hey, I didn't learn to love myself for real, bro, and it's like, doing that, I don't give a fuck what nobody think, man. I'm just, right. I'm living, man, and I want to be happy. So, you know, I'm gonna drop whatever I feel happy with. And I understand, you know, the reason people receiving it the way they're receiving it is because I'm happy with what I dropped. I'm not second guessing it. I'm not dropping shit because of what somebody else said. You know what I'm saying? I'm going with my gut. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what it is. Like, people, I feel like people wouldn't receive it if I wasn't confident with it. You know what I mean? So that's really what it boils down to. You know, and I just wanted to get something out. I ain't dropped shit. I haven't dropped a project in a while. Like, I re-released the old project. I re-released that fucking Phenomenal. And I, like, 3.1 or some shit, like 3.1. Yeah, I re-released that shit, you know? So
you
it's
did
like
that back in the day with D-Mill and Pete. I remember you pushed that project.
Yeah, and that was a re-release. Like, I could have released something. I'd just be so self-conscious. Like, that self-conscious shit over with, man. Like I told you, I'm walking around what the fuck is fam name? What the Powerhouse Perry 3's on right now with the holes in the front of him. You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about that. I wanted to get into that. What inspires you to do your Instagram video? So if anyone doesn't know, Reefer Ree also has a third. I mean, he got like five amazing things that he does, talents, but the comedy shit you do on Instagram and Facebook Live and the funny ass videos you make are hilarious. I worked with Reefer twice on some videos. I could not stop laughing, bro. I couldn't keep a straight face the whole time. This dude's a fucking mess. What inspires you, Ree, to do that?
You know what inspired me, bro? I'm gonna be honest, bro. Like, this gonna put shit in perspective. I was in third grade. You know, I used to have dreads and shit in third grade, like just the top of shit. It was picture day. I went to school, and I decided I'm gonna cock my eyes. I'm gonna cock my eyes in the picture. I thought everybody would think it was hilarious. And my mama paid. You know, you could pay for the small pictures. They give you options. You know what I'm saying? You send a slip home. Your mama fill it out. She got a bunch of pictures for the whole family, you know, because everybody want aunties, cousins, you know, we're a family, so everybody, you know, we want to display our family. And I decided to make my ass cock and smile. And everybody loved it. You know, I made everybody happy, and I made everybody laugh, except for my mama. My mama was mad as hell. She whooped my ass behind that. But that just tell you how I've been since I was a shorty, man. I've been a class clown, man. I've just been who I am. And I just like to make people laugh. And when I wasn't doing skits and shit, I was being self-conscious. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking like, you know, I got to put up this gangster image and all this other shit. I ain't got shit to prove to nobody. Motherfuckers know what it is with me. Like, I done did that shit already. Like, ain't nobody going to do nothing to me. I ain't worried about that. I'm not even giving that energy out. And anybody that really knows me know, nigga, I'm utmost respectful. I'm kind. You know what I'm saying? I'm a player. I'm silly as hell. Like, that's who I am. Now, mind you, yes, it's two sides to everything. And at the end of the day, that side ain't going to come out unless somebody attempting to stop me from shining and helping people and doing what I love to do. That's the only time. Like, I don't have nothing to prove to nobody, man. Like, I'm living my life, man, and I'm spreading love. That's where I'm at this point in life, bro. I don't give a fuck about none of that other shit. That's why I'm making it a point to drop every day. Now it's really connecting a stream of revenue with this shit. Like, how do I monetize off these videos? How do I do this? How do I do that? That's what I'm doing now. Like, all right, let me make some money with this shit, because I'm saying I can make some money with it. Like, I don't give a fuck if comedy pop before music. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, I'm popping. I'm popping, period. That, because I'm supposed to. It's not even what this person doing or this. No, I was, what the fuck was I born to do? I wasn't born to just be not doing shit. Like, I'm born to shine so I can help people, help my baby, help my friends, you know what I'm saying, who want some of my real friends. Like, so, you know, I'm not caught up in that shit no more, bro. That's why I'm, man, that's the main reason I'm doing this shit.
Just know your comedy is as good as your fucking, your mind with your rap, the way that you put shit together,
it's natural, because I'm a shit, bro.
You put into it, silly. It's hilarious. Like, I die when I watch your shit.
You met my dad. Wiz, yes. You know my dad.
Dad's my dude, but working with you made me know how funny you are. I couldn't do it, bro. I couldn't even stay. I couldn't keep a straight face. Tone.
You know where I get it from. I got it
in the room going like this. Ooh, like trying to laugh. Yeah, so trying to breathe. Can't breathe. And they'd be like, all right, you ready? And I'd be like, ready, let's go. And then he'd go into his character, and I'd just start dying right away, bro.
But Wiz know my dad, though. That's why. Nigga, my dad fucking retarded. That nigga slow, honestly. That nigga has a problem. And that's where it comes from, man. It's a natural thing, man. He just a fool, and that's how I am. I can't help but be retarded.
That's you on the Cannabis Cup skit on the Chairman album, too, right?
Yes.
That's a fact.
That's Reefa.
That's a fucking fact, man, you know. I don't know how to act, man. I don't know how to act.
Yo, back to six, though. What's the, explain to people what the concept is behind the project with the album cover and everything.
Yeah. So I wanted to, all right, so let's break it down with why it's called six, man. There's various reasons. Like, you know, one of my brothers, man, shout out Buddha Blau. He like an older brother, man. He from Chicago. He lives up here now. He an MC, you know what I'm saying? Like, he a real spiritual cat, man. Like, he been like spiritual guidance throughout. Even when I was on the lower frequency and all that shit, man, he still was around. You know, he still been there for me. He always give me game. He always gave me. He gave me game on the life number shit, man. Like, and I did my life number, you know, and I suggest everybody do that too. Find out what your life number is. It'll put shit in perspective for you, and it'll kind of give you a direction as far as, you know, what direction you need to be going in life. And when he first told me, I wasn't accepting of it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when I first read it, I didn't have the patience to read through the whole shit or kind of decipher everything. You know, it said I was a nurturer. And I was like, nurturer, that had me thinking titty, drink the milk, baby, wah, like I'm a woman, female shit. But then when I really looked into it, it's like I'm a family nurturer. Like, I'm a family protector. Like, I take family serious stuff. So if somebody call me their brother, I'm going to be that nigga that's going to ride for my brothers and, like, go all out the window. I'm the first nigga on the front line. I'm super, like, protective of my family and super, like, I value that camaraderie, and that's what I'm about. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's who I am in essence. So that cover ain't nothing but family, whether or not, you know, it's blood relatives or not. Like, one person on the cover is my brother's mom that passed. One is my great-grandmother, who I talked about in Emotional on the first verse. One is my boy D Money, one of my right hand mans who got killed by gun violence. He on the cover. You know what I'm saying? I talked about him and Emotional. My cousin Brian, he on the cover. He got killed by gun violence. You know what I mean? So it's just six individuals that's real close to me. My little homie Trayshawn that I met. I didn't know him personally at the same time. I'm one of them people, if I know you and your energy good and we locked in like we is from jump, like the energy don't switch. I don't have to see you for a long time. I'm gonna still have the same energy. And he one of those guys that he been a good guy. He was solid. He wasn't no gang banger. He wasn't no shit like that. And he a young guy and he lost his life out here. So he's on the cover, you know what I mean? So it's just six. It all made sense. You know what I'm saying? Six people that had lost their life in a short period of time in the last year or two. And, you know, my life number, you know what I mean?
Right. No, it's deep.
It's just different. Deep. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's different things that made sense. And then, you know, I dropped it dropped it. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is in line what I'm supposed to do. Like, you know, the universe is going to show you and give you signs whether you pay attention or not. You could be lost in the sauce. You could be lost in the sauce doing what you're doing, not paying attention to the signs. At the same time, the universe is going to keep showing you shit or God, the universe, whatever you believe in, you know, whatever your denomination may be, is going to keep showing you, you know, that you on the right path or you on the wrong path. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm walking down the right path now. I let a lot of shit go. I hit rock bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the shit right now, I'm happier than I ever been. You know what I'm saying? I ain't having no money like I was not too long ago. At the same time, I'm rich. And anybody that know me and that had been around me and see what I'm doing,
I feel the energy.
You feel the energy, man. And this shit, can't nobody stop this shit, man. Cause this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So, you know, and it's a beautiful thing, man. I've been happy, bro. Like, that's some shit money can't buy. Nigga, I didn't have money. I know how to get money. I know how to get out here and do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking a chance with myself now. You know, fuck this street shit. I'm taking a chance with me. Like, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? And it took a lot for me to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is, though. That's what that six was about, man. Just the appetizer, man. Just the, you know, the punt. I'm kicking the ball off its own, you know? And that this shit don't stop. I ain't going to slow down.
I'm going to ask you this. So, why seven songs and not six songs?
The reason it's seven is because, shout out my boy, A+. Shout out my boy A+. He told me, like, bro, you gotta put that emotional. You have to put that emotional on the arm.
Yeah.
He's like, you have to put that. And if you know the significance of the number seven, you'll understand. You know what I mean? So that's what that was about. Like, you know, he was like, you gotta put it on there. I'm like, yeah, that's like a bonus. You know what I'm saying? Like, the motherfuckers like, man, it's six. Six songs with, why is it seven? Yeah, motherfuckers asked me that, but I had to go in there. You know what I'm saying? And it worked out. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Number seven, if y'all, when y'all do y'all math, all y'all got to do is research, man. How do I find my life number? You know, that shit going to resonate with you. The project going to resonate with you.
I know when you hear motherfuckers like me and people that you respect tell you that their favorite song in the project is Emotional, you made the right choice by putting it on there.
No, it just, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. When I made that song.
That shit's deep, bro. And the whole album's great.
Bro, you know I don't write. It took me a while. Like, I felt like I was forcing it. I was forcing I don't like to say trying. I was forcing a song out. Like, I owed it to my grandma. This is my great grandma, as a matter of fact, and she the one that raised me. I felt like I owed it to her. Like, really, shout out Parker, because he produced it. And Parker mad at me because I ain't sent him the session so he can mix it. So I'm going to re-release it. When I drop the video, the mix going to be different. And I'm going to re-release it as a single. Whole time, though, like, I was damn near forcing a song, like, trying, you know, not trying to. I just wanted to force the song out because I feel like I owed it to her. And it wasn't, I was in a depressed place. I was in a dark place at the time. So I wasn't really focused on making no music. If I did make some music, it was some dark shit, lower frequency shit. It wasn't really nothing like that. I couldn't tap into that. And then when he sent me that beat, that frequency of the beat, that shit just hit me like, you know what I'm saying? It just hit me.
When I was
recording it, the first verse, like, I had to stop recording it because I was coming in punching Like, I don't write. So, you know, I'm punching. And I started. I broke down. I was crying in that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Because I felt like she was in there with me. I felt like she was there with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I hadn't had no experience like that since she passed. Like, I hadn't had no dreams or none of that. And I felt like she was in there with me when I was recording. I broke down. I couldn't finish it. And then I came to ill one day, you know, and this, you know, a little time had passed. I started popping out more, you know, because there was a time I was in the house a lot because of this COVID shit. And I ended up coming to ill and I ended up finishing. I did the verse for my homie. You know what I'm saying? I had strapped my boots up and was able to finish the shit at the same time. That's why motherfuckers feel it. Nigga, I was crying and shit, like snot bubbles and shit dripping down off in my mouth. Y'all done been there, man. Yeah. Y'all know how snot tastes. If you didn't cry like that, you know how snot tastes. It's salty. You know how it is. Both of y'all. Don't try to front on me. Y'all both been. Look at. I know you veganized the tone. I know you vegan now. Don't act like you don't know how that shit. Yeah, you know. God damn it. But no, like, no, for real. That's what it was, though, you know? So that's why I know it resonates with people, because we done all been there. We done all lost loved ones that was close to us like that where the shit hit different, you know?
Uh-oh. Reef was out here, man. No, that's real, man. So what's coming out next? Are you dropping the tech project, or what are we doing?
Yeah. I'm really figuring it out, man. This next one, cause there's some opportunities on the floor for me to do certain shit, and you know, I really feel like I got enough material to where, you know, it's not rushing. I'm just finna go with the flow. You know, I'm definitely finna finish this tech project up. That shit amazing. We gonna. You know, I'm gonna knock that out because I feel like that's a classic, whether it's here or wherever it's at. You know, I'm gonna finish that up. That'll probably be the next one. I'm just gonna be meticulous with my planning with that. You know, I'm not gonna rush that. I'm gonna drop singles. I'm gonna keep pushing this shit. Motherfuckers gonna get tired of me doing skits and promoting six. They're gonna get tired of that shit. You know, I'm at that point now where I don't give a fuck about
it. Ain't nobody I don't give a tired.
Man, look, I don't care about
that. Boogeyman, kill him with that. Balls of my word, kill him with all that shit, Reef.
Yeah, we gonna keep the content flowing for this shit, man. We gonna keep the merch going for this shit because it's deeper than just this project. It's the significance of the number six. It's my life number. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm on a whole. You know what I'm saying? Like this shit stopped when as soon as I say it stopped, that's when it stopped. And it don't nothing stop. You know what I mean? Even when I'm gone, and that's what I want everything I drop to be. So, you know. I'm definitely dropping something soon. You know, I don't have a date on nothing. I'm just kind of backtracking. I don't even want to say I'm backtracking with the six. I wasn't meticulous with my planning as far as the release with this. We didn't do no release party. I still want to do that. You know, we're gonna do it at the home. We're gonna do it at the home front. I want to do it there. You know, and I just want to have merch. I probably had another project done and preview the next project there. Just have merch. I'm gonna get some hard copies. Just have some exclusive shit set up for just, and I want it to be intimate, all my people. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna really be too many outside motherfuckers like that. Like, if you ain't RSVP, you gotta pay a ticket to get in there. You know what I'm saying? That's how I wanna do it because, you know, that's how I want it to be. So, you know, that really, like, it's something coming soon.
Oh, volume.
I appreciate the support. Really, like, man, the y'all really reiterate the fact how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all reiterating, like, yeah, you on the right shit, man.
You are.
So
bro.
I appreciate y'all for, you know what I'm saying, giving me that support.
You know, me and you were tapped in, Reed. You got my support for life, bro. I'm all the way.
Yeah, 1,000, man.
Same here, man. I told you that from the beginning. Keep your foot on the gas, bro. Don't let up, because, like, your momentum is building.
You are the best at this shit, bro. No cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took a little while to realize, and you know, man, I'm in that pocket, bro. Like, it's no better feeling than this, man. There's some shit. Money came by, you know, and I realized what that money for. That shit is a tool, man. That's a tool for freedom. It's not happiness. It's not happiness, man. You gotta find happiness within yourself. And I, you know, it's like I done found that shit, so it's on. I'm not letting my foot off the gas for nothing and nobody, man. I wanna inspire everybody else that's doing their shit, whatever they doing, whether it be rap, R&B, or music, fitness, motherfucking cooking, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to be tapped into that same frequency, because that's all it is. It's just a frequency, man. It ain't nothing but, you know, showing love and supporting others and, you know what I'm saying, building that real support system. That's all it is, man. People supporting you because they believe in you, because you believe in yourself. And that's right. What I'm pushing, bro. That's what I'm right. pushing. Pushing what I've been through. I'm still here to be able to push what I've been through at a high level and be confident enough and share my story and be passionate about it to where people can really tap into that. That's why they believe it. That's why they fuck with it. And that's all I'm doing, man. I'm not nothing else, nothing more, nothing else. Like, you know, support this shit. And, you know, if you believe in yourself, you're going to believe in me. And that's what it is, man. Anybody that's believing in themselves going to believe in me, because I believe in me, man. We when you tapped in, you know what's going on. It's simple.
Yep. Yo, Reefer, real quick, when you said your life number and you found your life number, I read this book last month. It's like your soul contract, but it's based off your name on your birth certificate, and then there's like a code that you go through, and then it gives you like your life code. You're talking about something different, or is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Nah, see, Tone, you gotta put me up on that, because I don't know about that.
Okay.
I'm talking about basically the year you was born, like your like the month, the day, and the year. You add all that shit up together. You know what I'm saying? So I was born on the 4th of February. You know what I'm saying? So 2/4/89. So 2 plus 4 plus 1 plus 9 plus 8 plus 9. You know what I'm saying? But if it's one, like if it turned out to be like 46, 45, whatever the fuck it turned out to be, if it turned out to be anything like that, you add everything up for it to be a single number. And that's when you come up with it at. See what I'm saying?
And then you divide it, or how do you get?
You don't divide it. You get one single number.
Oh, if you had like 4 or 5, look, 4 or 5 for a 9.
So listen. So boom. So say you get up to like 120. You gotta single that. So you add the 1 plus the 2, and then a 0. That's 3. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the number in total come out to, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So you're not 30 if it's 12, or if it's 14, it's gonna be 5. You know what I'm saying? You 1 plus 5, like whatever it come up to. If it's you know what I'm saying? If it's 20, it's 2.
So
you know what I mean?
So if my total is 129, it would be 12. Because I would
no,
add
no, no,
nine,
no, 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 no.
I would so add look, 1 plus 2 plus 9.
If your shit is 129, right? So you'll do 1 plus 2, that's 3, right? 3 plus 9, 12. Yeah. 1 plus 2, 3. It should have been 3.
From 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do mine real quick. Hold on. So my number was 104.
Yeah. So your shit is 5.
Wow.
So and make sure, like I say, I want y'all to do y'all due diligence also and find out yourself and see, okay, is this it? You know what I'm saying? Like I say, it's the right way. At the same time, I still want y'all to read up on it and find out. And when you find out, it's gonna resonate with you. You gotta really study in it and really listen to what they they're saying, and it's gonna tell you, it's gonna resonate with you without a doubt. Shit gonna be hitting. It's gonna be like, damn, this is me. This is who I am. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's broad and the scale is not telling you all you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be this. You're supposed to be this. You're supposed to be this. Or whatever the case may be.
I'm gonna definitely
Without a doubt. And it's like, when you walking in that, then, you know, you're gonna see like, oh, shit. Yeah. Word. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. I appreciate that, Reef. I'm going to look into that, man. I want you to look.
Life number and it all popped up. It's right away. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, look, I want you to send me that same shit, Tone. The shit you was talking about, I want you to send me that too, because I'm gonna research that.
I'll send you the book. It's on Amazon. I got it on Amazon. It's interesting, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So
yep. So let's definitely for sure. You know what I mean? Let's do that.
All right, Reefer. Well, yo, man, we appreciate you chopping it up with us about the new project 6 out now on all streaming platforms. Check it out.
out now, man. Go wow. Check it out, man. Tap in with me. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, Instagram, all that. Tap in with me.
Follow you know, man.
Let's just keep working, man. You know?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
let's do it. All right, brother. Good to see you, man. Salute.
Yeah. I appreciate y'all, man. We're going to be in tune soon, bro. I'm going to get that shit done for you ASAP. I got you.
All right, brother.
Love, bro.
All right, y'all. Peace. The Twin City Tone Podcast.